This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 193 for Tuesday, December 19th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are lower on Tuesday morning, giving up most of Monday's gains due to a lack of support from comparable oils. The January canola contract loses $4.50 at $647 per ton, and the March contract drops $5.50 at $659.40 per ton. There are modest increases in global crude oil prices, with a small amount of spillover going into the vegetable oils. However, there are declines in the Chicago soy complex and in European rapeseed. Upticks in Malaysian palm oil are trying to temper more losses than canola. The Canadian dollar is higher on Tuesday morning, with the loonie at 74.96 U.S. cents, compared to Monday's close of 74.7. A reminder that the last day for January options is this Friday, and the first notice day for January futures is a week later. The United States Department of Agriculture reports a private sale for 132,000 tons of ultra-crop soybeans to unknown destinations. The U.S. is leading an 11-country effort, including Canada, to safeguard vessels transiting the Red Sea. Houthi rebels in Saudi Arabia are warning they will attack more vessels following a missile strike on a British petroleum ship. Russian President Vladimir Putin announces he's willing to begin talks regarding Ukraine's future on the provision Russia keeps the Ukrainian territory it currently occupies. A report says more consultancies are dropping their estimates for the Brazil corn crop to less than 120 million tons. Reduced projections on Brazil's soybean crop are expected as well. Argentina says it will bump up its export taxes on soy oil and soy meal by 2 points at 33%. The Panama Canal Authority is increasing the number of Panamax vessels transiting the waterway from 18 per day to 24 beginning in mid-January. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Tuesday morning. The March contract drops 11 cents at $13.29 per bushel. March soy oil loses 0.3 cents at 50.44 cents per pound. March soy meal is down $4.60 at $396.80 per short ton. Corn is lower as its March contract loses 3.5 cents at $4.74 per bushel. Oats are slightly higher as its March contract adds 2 cents at $3.86. The U.S. wheat complex is also higher as Chicago March tacks on 2.5 cents at $6.19.5. Kansas City March gains 8 cents at $6.36. And Minneapolis March also increases 8 cents at $7.30. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, December 19th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.